Jim Sokol lives in Milwaukee and gambles at Pottawatomie at least once a week. He says he and his wife have good memories of Dairyland Greyhound Park, the site of the proposed Kenosha Casino.
We were kind of affiliated with Dairyland for years and enjoyed Saturdays. I like the atmosphere. We do travel different casinos, so we like the variety.
While Sokol says he would patronize both places, Fred Robinson of Milwaukee thinks he would only frequent the Kenosha facility. Robinson says he comes to Pottawatomie about once a week and rarely wins, but believes he could have a better shot at a different casino.
Everybody that's coming here, if they feel like they're not getting a fair shake or they're not winning, they're going to take a chance of driving there.
Carol Pedersen and her husband drove up to Pottawatomie from Lake Geneva. She says she enjoys their monthly trip.
The machines are pretty good. Yeah.
Good variety. Yeah.
But I'd go to the one in Kenosha, too. We'd visit them all. I think it would bring a lot of people from Illinois to Kenosha if they built a lot more tourists. And they need some employment down there, too.
Pedersen doesn't think a Kenosha casino would take money away from Pottawatomie. One person who would stay loyal to Pottawatomie is David of Milwaukee.
Well, it's close by. I mean, only like a half hour for me. So why would I drive an hour to go to a casino?
The question of how much gaming the region can sustain has been a recurrent theme in the Kenosha casino debate. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.